Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But in the meantime, we're going to continue on with the show. We're going to touch on all the other important sports. Or, I don't know, like, say, basketball, where they're coming down the stretch of the restart. The end of the regular season before we get into the real season, a.k.a. the postseason. Here to talk to us about life in a bubble. And I don't know if he has been in there, if he's just watching from afar like most of us, from Ebby.com, Forbes Sports. Sean Devaney joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. Have you been a bubble boy, Mr. Devaney?
I have not been involved in the bubble. I have numerous friends and cohorts and allies in the bubble. But fortunately, I am not actually one of them.
All right. In those cohorts and associates that you've been talking to that are bubble boys, what did they tell you is the thing that you're probably missing out on most? And what's the thing that they tell you, oh, you're so lucky to not be here?
Well, you know, I think that's the thing about you're missing out on is that there is a sense of, just really a sense of togetherness in the bubble, whether you're a reporter or a coach or a player, that there is sort of this this notion of we're all in this together, and I do miss that, and I would have liked to have been there for that, but the notion of going back to the same hotel room for 3 months, man, I don't regret that. Maybe even 4 months, but this is the Groundhog Day aspect of that. From what I've been talking to some of my colleagues about this, just going back to the same room over and over and over again, and we're only 1 month into this. And some of my friends are going to have to be there for 4 months. So I don't envy them in terms of that.
Fair enough. I need your take on this because when I read this, I just stone cold laughed out loud. I think it was Kurt Heelan of NBC who I had on a month ago when things were just getting underway in Disney. And he said, oh, by the way, Jody, it's going to be tampering central. All these guys gathered together, palling out off the floor, getting haircuts, listening to music, gaming against each other. Are you kidding me? There's going to be more tampering going on there than ever in history of the NBA. And sure enough, the first person who gets called on the carpet for tampering is Draymond Green, and he's not even in the bubble. He's doing so from outside the bubble. Have you heard from any of your compatriots if that is the case, that there's tampering going on left and right, and your comments about Draymond's comments, should we really be surprised?
So these guys, they actually have these bands that they wear. And the bands say, when you are within 6 feet of somebody else. And so you're not supposed to, it can read that and it can send it back to whatever information store there is for the NBA, these bands, they don't want you to be close to other players or anybody else or coaches or whoever it is who's also wearing a band. So you know, the, one of the things that the general manager of the Bucks, John Horst, said was he's not worried about Giannis Antetokounmpo being recruited by other teams because it's not within social distancing rules, and they are enforcing the rules. And so, you know, maybe I think that what we saw from Draymond Green is probably, you know, the height of recruiting, of tampering that we're going to see, because in the bubble you have these things that basically force you to stay away from other people. And you know, as much as the Lakers would like to do their best to woo Giannis Antetokounmpo and try to get him to come to LA and not re-sign with the Bucks and all that sort of stuff, I just don't think that there's much opportunity, because they do have you know, some sort of physical distancing things in place that will prevent that.
All right, then along these bracelet lines, Draymond got pinched for 50 G's for his foolish public statement on TNT. What's the fine for taking off one's bracelet? Is there a set fine for somebody who gets caught having the bracelet on?
I don't know. But, you know, if Draymond got fined $50,000, I would think that if LeBron was found to have taken his off and go into Giannis's room, then we're probably talking at least $50,000 as well.
and much like Draymond, that's Lyft money for Draymond. Draymond's even less for LeBron. He'll pay the $50,000 without much questioning. All right, let's get on to the floor. Some good basketball being played. It seems to me like more offensive basketball than we've gotten during the regular season, that they're just, I don't want to say settling for, but maybe it's the game plan. Everyone seems to be taking more threes and actually shooting a damn good percentage, because most of these games are up in the 120s. Why do you think it has become such a offensive-dominated, three-point-dominated bubble existence?
You know, I was talking to a couple of coaches about this in the past week, and what I was told was there's two reasons. One is, if you look at the basket, it's you know, when we typically have a basket, the stanchion, as they call it, is right at the baseline, and then you have the basket right there. So it's not a very big production there. If you look at these baskets, they are, like, the stanchions are long. And what that does is that it makes it a little softer. It makes the shots a little softer. So when you shoot, you know, there's a better chance that you're going to make the shot, because the basket itself isn't as stiff. So that's one thing that I've heard. The other thing that I've heard is that the sight lines, like, players love shooting in practice gyms. Like, players in shooting in when players shoot in practice, they are always well above 50%. And you know, without fans there, it's almost like shooting in a practice gym. So I think that the combination of softer rims and players having better sight lines, just not having to shoot into a crowd. I think those two things are really why we're seeing the scores be as high as they are.
Sean Debney from Hebby.com and Forbes Sports, our guest, talking NBA with us here on CBS Sports Radio. All right, every NBA guy I've talked to in the last week or so, I've gotten their opinion on Zion Williamson, how he's been handled, what he's shown, and are the Pelicans handling the way they're handling him more because of conditioning or because of fear of injury?
You know, look, if Zion Williamson is 30 years old and we're still talking about him being on a 24-minute restriction, you know, then something's gone horribly wrong here. It's really weird. It is really weird. You know, you think back to October, he gets hurt, and it's an injury that typically for other players would take them 6 to 8 weeks to come back from the meniscus tear that he had in October, and he winds up, you know, sitting out for 3 months. And, you know, not a whole lot of explanation from the team. It's been this way pretty much from the beginning, that we haven't had a whole lot of, open and honest discussion of what's going on with this guy. And that leads to, and a lot of people have said this, and nobody will really say it on the record, but I think it's pretty true that conditioning has been a problem for him. He's not in the best shape, and the Pelicans are not going to put him in a position where his conditioning, his lack of conditioning, is going to wind up causing a more serious injury. And so that's what we're seeing right now. And so he's got to get in shape. He's got to get in better shape. He's got to get in what the Pelicans consider to be game shape, and he hasn't been there. And that's it's pretty plain that that's what's going on here.
I was watching the Pelicans and the Spurs today, and Van Gundy was calling a game, and damn if I didn't stone cold agree with his point. He said when he first heard about the play-in game for 8-9, he was vehemently against it. But as we start to get close to it, he's very much looking forward to it. I'm the exact same way. I thought it was gimmicky as all get out. Oh, you got to win two games if you're the 9, only one game if you're the 8. I thought they were just making stuff up for the sake of making stuff up. But now the way that it's come down to the wire in the Western Conference, that 8-9 matchup could be pretty damn cool.
If you wind up seeing Memphis going in and what a big win they had, comeback win against Oklahoma City, they wound up with a big win, but they were down early in that Oklahoma City game. They were down 17 points, 34-17, and they wound up rallying to register. But what a big win for them, because just everything had been going wrong for Memphis. Like nothing was going right, and that's a team that's obviously earned a spot in the playoffs. If you go by their what they've done over the course of the year, I think generally just step back, Jody, and look at the way things have gone in the NBA so far in the so-called bubble. It's been great. I mean, there's been no COVID tests. Everybody's 343 players have all tested negative. You've got a lot of great storylines going. You've got a lot of great individual performances, it's really been terrific. And I think that in the next few days we'll see how things play out with that 8th seed. And that's going to be just another really good storyline for the NBA. They've done a really good job with this whole restart thing.
And I'm predicting Lou Williams does not get another excused absence, so they can keep their perfect record of tests in the bubble where it should be. A couple of years ago, LeBron goes to Cleveland, end up against the Warriors in the championship. Warriors win the first one. Then, sure enough, next year, two of them right back at it again, and for two more years running. So 4 years in a row, we have the same exact matchup in the NBA final, and we pretty much knew it before the season started. Certainly not the first year. I believed it the second year, and then the third and fourth year was just too easy. I don't know who's going to be in the NBA final this year. I think the Lakers and the Bucks are the two favorites because they're going to have the top seeds, for whatever that means, in a bubble atmosphere. But they were the two best teams in the regular season, and both have been fine in the bubble. So I would make them the favorite, but it's no lock that they're going to win a championship. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for the NBA as compared to just a couple of years ago when it was a foregone conclusion who was playing for the championship?
I think the NBA, when it comes to the championship, wants to get the two best teams that they possibly can. And they don't want any gimmicks, and they don't want any, flukes. And that's understandable. I think with this year, I think you're okay with maybe there's going to be a fluke there. Maybe there's going to be a gimmick there. Maybe there's a team, whether it's, a team like Houston, maybe a Boston or Toronto comes out of the East, whatever it winds up being. This is such a different year. I think the NBA is just happy if they can finish this season. Especially when you look at, you look at what's going on in baseball, certainly in football and in college sports and everything else. If the NBA can start its this really weird restart thing that they're trying to do, if they can start it and finish it, I think they'll be fine with whatever comes out in terms of a champion. And I think I think fans will be fine with it too, because as this is going on, we're watching so many other sports fall by the wayside. If the NBA can do this and pull it off, I think fans will be right along for just whatever happens. I think fans will be right along for the ride.
I'm on the same exact thought page you are there, but then you do turn a page in a corner, and I know the NBA's not thinking about it for brain, but they have to at least keep it in the back. They're going to play until what, October?
Yeah.
This is going to go.
No.
And the early read was, yeah, we'll start Christmas, and it's our day anyway. So that'd be a great way to tip off the year, or maybe the couple of days before, a couple of days after, either way. Is that going to work? Can they have just a two-month off-season and then get back at it again?
It was going to be December 1st.
I can guarantee you that's not happening now.
It just can't happen. That's 7 weeks for for the draft and for trades and for it's not enough time. The problem is that they're going to have to find a way to come back and to give their broadcasters a chance to make some money. And so much of the NBA's money comes from their broadcasters. They can't afford to not put a product back on the floor and do it pretty quickly. And do it for 82 games. I mean, they're going to have to do it. How they do it it doesn't seem logical to me that they can come back that quickly, especially when you consider, how much of an injury risk they're going to put all their players in. But at the same time, I don't know how they don't do it. They're going to have to come back pretty quickly. Because this is a money game. It's all about the money, and it's all about how much money can they generate. And they can't generate money if they're not playing. They probably won't be able to start with fans, so they're going to have to start with just the broadcasts and just have it basically be a TV show as we're seeing now. And if that's the case, man, they're going to have to get that going pretty quickly. Because those broadcasters are going to need those dollars, and the league is going to need those dollars.
Agreed. I mentioned earlier that you've been good enough to come on my show now for a couple decades as a guest. And back in the day, you and I used to talk basketball, but it was college basketball. And I know you're following the NBA, but college basketball is still part of your heart. Are we going to have a season this year?
I don't think so. With what's going on in football, I just don't see. I mean, if you can't have college classes, if you can't have college, proper in terms of just the way we think of college before you even get into the sport aspect, how can you have the sports, And I just don't see how you're going to be able to do it, It's terrible. It really is terrible. This thing is, I'm just like everyone, I'm crossing my fingers waiting for a vaccine or something, because, this is way more of a, it's been such a change to our existence in ways that I don't think we could have foreseen when it first started to happen. I hope they are able to get something out of this in terms of college sports, but I just don't see it happening.
I won't run this by you, because you're certainly a huge college basketball fan, understand the game, and I think you're a pretty smart guy, so you see where I'm going. I'm trying to figure out a way, because I'm such a college basketball fan, that they could do it. a quasi-bubble setup. Now, before you say, what do you mean bubble? They're supposed to be going to class. Nobody's going to class. Just bring your laptop. You go to class from the hotel that they've got you down in. You could have class and take all your class and do all your work and have it at a central location for each of the conferences. No cross-conference games, conference only. Then you take the top, however many teams from each conference. If the small conferences want to play, they can still have their guaranteed into the field of 64, or you make it 32 because you can't play 64 games. That may get, I have not given up hope on it yet, but somebody's got to get real creative for them to save the college basketball season.
Jody, but in the end, when you do that, what you're basically saying is – And this is probably the bigger issue, is that you're saying this is all about money. Like this
is all about money.
And then, you know, when the players turn around and they try to form a union or they try to do so, then it's going to be much harder for these schools to argue against that. So I think the bigger issue here, more so than whether we see these games is. Does this lead to more player organizing and more unions in terms of college athletes? I think that's probably the thing to watch in the big picture rather than just whether they play or not.
They're trying it out in the Pac-12, and I guess their early foray wasn't great, but that song is yet to be completely sung. Sean, great stuff. Always good to catch up. Appreciate you hopping on with me tonight. We'll do so again soon.
Thanks, Jody.
My pleasure. Sean Devaney from Heavy.com and Forbes Sports. As I said, Sean and I had him on as a college basketball guest 50 times over a 10-year period, and the last 10 years I've been having him on talking NBA. Knows his hoops inside and out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.